My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big ROAS man. Then he just kept saying things like, the bigger the ROAS, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means calculating a return on ad spend. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the ROAS man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/MPN to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/MPN. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
This episode is brought to you by La Quinta by Wyndham. Your work can take you all over the place, like Texas. You've never been, but it's going to be great because you're staying at La Quinta by Wyndham. Their free bright side breakfast will give you energy for the day ahead. And after, you can unwind using their free high-speed Wi-Fi. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book your stay today at LQ.com.
It's time for today's travel and cruise industry news. With the latest from travel and cruises around the world, here's your host, Chili Falls.
Good morning and welcome to Friday Travel and Cruise Industry News on this, the ninth day of June, 2023. I'm Chili Falls, coming to you from Bedford County, Virginia, Central Virginia area. Hopefully a little nicer day today as our air quality has improved. It never got as bad as a lot of you folks. Don't get me wrong. I'm not complaining. You know, we got it lucky compared to all of you guys to the north of me. But our air is a little bit better today. It'll be again tomorrow just as well. So we're getting back to normal down here. I hope you guys up in, you know, Ohio and New York and Connecticut, New Jersey, all you guys that I've been talking to about this, I hope it goes on and clears out for you as well. It's been a crazy morning here this morning. But first, we'll run over the headlines of today that I will get to. Princess swarms of delays from Port Everglades, a Rolex boutique, Royal continues with Ocean Scope, the MS Arabia naming ceremony was yesterday, Carnival's canine dogs, and Italian police seize Carante and Turiste ferries. That and a whole lot more live at 11 o'clock this morning. Today, folks, is National Strawberry Rhubarb Pie Day. Yuck. Not my favorite. So, not my monkey, not my zoo on that one. Somebody else can eat the rhubarb, strawberry and rhubarb pie. If you could take the rhubarb out, just give me strawberry pie. I'd love that. If you're listening via the blog, welcome aboard. You can always access the blog. No, if you're listening via the podcast, yeah, let's get that right. You can always access the podcast via my blog. There we go, which is accessadventure.net or wherever you get your podcast from. Just search for Travel and Cruise Industry News, and up pops the fat travel guy. So, if you are listening to the podcast and never want to hop over to the video feed, all you got to do is go to the description of the podcast and click on the button to allow you to do just that. All right. We've been talking a little bit this week about the Hot Air Tom cruise with me and Kenneth and Robin on the Epic in 25. The transatlantic stand, they canceled our second cruise on the Greek islands, to the Greek islands. Kenneth and Robin found the Breakaway, a 7-night, actually Western Caribbean cruise, and they booked on that. And I hope, Robin and Kenneth, that you didn't get confused as I did, because when they said that, I got off the show and I pulled it up and I'm looking at it and I'm saying, well, that goes from Civitavecchia to Barcelona. Yeah, that would be nice. I mean, we could fill in, you know, part of that space that we lost on the breakaway. And I love the breakaway. So I was all in favor of that. Hot Air Tom got a hold of the people at Norwegian and I booked it. And I get the copy of, you know, of my bill and so forth. And it's round trip from Barcelona. I said, did I read something wrong? So I went back to Vacations to Go, which is where I pull up everything from. I'm just used to it. And I can get everything I need generally off of that because I use them quite often. And I'm looking at it and I'm saying, yeah, that says Civitavecchia to Barcelona. Right dates, right year. I go back to my Norwegian invoice and it says Barcelona to Barcelona. Right dates, right year. So apparently it is from Barcelona. So now Hot Air Tom and I have to get for, we land one day and sail. We have one day and sail the next in Barcelona. So we got to get from Civitavecchia to Barcelona. Is that, Dennis, you might know this one. I hope you're on the show today. Is it best to fly? Hot Air said there's a train. It takes about 20 hours. I know we're an hour away from Rome. So if we fly, we got to get from Civitavecchia to the, you know, to the airport in Rome. I don't know. But anyway, so somebody that over there that might know better than I do, what's the best way of getting from Civitavecchia when you get off a cruise ship to sail the next day out of Barcelona? Well, to take any suggestions on that one. So let's see. Speaking of Hot Air Tom, I certainly try never to do that, but actually we do have some information from Hot Air. He met with a couple of his friends from TWB. Of course, that's Traveling with Bruce. This is Tim and Angela. And they got together for, I don't know if it was some drinks or for a meal or both or something. That is the Royal Princess, Regal Princess, Royal Princess. I forget. It's one of the other of them. It's the one that Don and Tony are on. So, hello, Don and Tony. We can see you through the picture, through the window there. And this was Orkney. We went into the port of Orkney, which is, of course, is in Scotland or Ireland. Scotland. Where's Orkney? I think Orkney, Scotland. And this one has a little bit of a story behind it. When I was on the cruise with Hot Air this past summer on the Sky, Norwegian Sky, he ordered surf and turf one night. And his lobster tail was about that big. So he complained. They brought him another lobster tail. So as a matter of fact, I think they brought him two. So he had the one that he was originally served and then got two more. All right. So I guess he was telling the maitre d' about it on this cruise. Surf and turf night. This is what he served. That's two pretty good sized lobster tails with that steak. So that's hot air Tom for you. It's going to benefit him. He's going to find a way to get at it. All right, our top story today, folks, comes from Princess Cruises has sent out a warning for potential delays getting into Port Everglades. Of course, that's Fort Lauderdale, folks, which could affect cruises on board the Caribbean Princess. The delays are due to the largest youth basketball tournament in the United States, which is expected to cause significant traffic congestion at the Port Everglades northern entrance on South 17th Street Causeway by Terminal 2. Guests scheduled to embark on Caribbean Princess June 17th, that's a week from tomorrow, are advised to enter Port Everglades via alternate entrances, specifically the I-595 entrance or SR-84 Spangler Boulevard. As a warning from Princess emphasized, guests should have their cruise documentation and identification ready to present at the security gate upon arrival and may want to allow extra time to the pier. The Caribbean Princess has two cruises where guests could experience delays entering the port area. One is the 14-night East-West Adventurer cruise. The other, a 7-night Eastern Caribbean cruise. They depart the same time. So it's actually, you know, one cruise, but one ship, but two different cruises. Obviously, the long one does the Eastern Caribbean and then goes to the Western side. It could be more than just Caribbean Princess that has problems that day. Other ships leaving Port Canaveral include Adventure of the Seas, which will embark on a 7-night Eastern cruise. So there could be problems with that. I think those are the only ones sailing. If guests find themselves running late to unexpected delay, there are certain measures that can be taken. Most cruise lines, including Princess, advise guests to contact them immediately to inform them of their situation. This allows the cruise line to offer help if possible. For guests who miss the cruise ship's departure, options are a little more complex. If a flight delay or cancellation caused the delay and guests book their air through the cruise line, the cruise line will typically arrange for guests to catch up with the ship at the next port. However, if guests arrange their own transportation and miss the ship's departure, they will be responsible for travel arrangements. Finally, if a vast majority of guests have been delayed, the captain, together with the port authorities and the cruise line, may decide to postpone departure until all the guests have been accounted for. All right, that's a warning from Princess, just from something that's happening there in Fort Lauderdale that could affect everybody. All right, guys, Father's Day is coming up. If you haven't decided on a gift for Father's Day, maybe you could consider giving your father a mobility with 10% off on new scooters or power chairs available from Scootaround and Will Power Chair. The sale runs through the 18th of June. You can shop online or call 844-664-7467 for the 10% discount. You can all you have to do is use the promo code DAD2023, and you can use SRN11137. So we'll get a little bit of help for the channel, which is always nice. All right. Our next story The machine ate my picture again, folks. I can't figure out why it keeps doing that. So you have to give me a half a second here to go over here and grab it. There it is. Not sure why it keeps doing this. All right. The second story this morning has to deal with Rolex. Rolex, one of the world's top retail brands in the luxury space, will sell its classic timepieces to guests sailing aboard Explorer Journey's first ship, Explorer One, the cruise line announced yesterday. The partnership with Rolex is an industry first and ties in with the luxury lifestyles theme that Explorer Journeys has cultivated since parent company MSC Cruises announced the brand in 2021. The 922-guest ship will be christened in Rome on July the 8th and her inaugural voyage on July 17th. Rolex Boutique will be in place by the time the ship launches. We're elated to be partnered with Rolex, a like-minded Geneva-based Swiss luxury brand that very much shares our values and our long-term sustainable vision, said Michael Ungerer, CEO of Explorer Journeys. It enables us to offer our discerning travelers the opportunity to purchase Rolex watches while sailing on board Explorer One. Rolex was founded in London in 1905 and later moved to Switzerland. It's renowned for its fabulous timepieces. On board Explorer One, the Rolex Boutique will be staffed with hosts trained by Rolex. The cruise line says staff will also manage the allocation of watches per suite, but did not elaborate on how or why purchases would be affected by allocation policy. Now, that gave me something to pause on. Does that mean they're going to give somebody in the suite a Rolex to wear for the cruise? I'm not sure. Anyway, that was an interesting statement that needs to be clarified. So, all right, guys, I will be back with some more news after a quick break from one of our network sponsors.
My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big ROAS man. Then he just kept saying things like, the bigger the ROAS, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means calculating a return on ad spend. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the ROAS man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/MPN to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/MPN. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
All right, the next story this morning, folks. Thank goodness the machine didn't eat that. Has to deal with Royal Caribbean. Yesterday was World Oceans Day that is observed every year on June the 8th. Royal Caribbean Group chose yesterday to announce the continuation of its commitment for another 4 years to the Ocean Scope Program. The Ocean Scope Program, which began in 2002, is a groundbreaking initiative dedicated to advancing climate and ocean conservation efforts. Establishment through a collaboration between Royal Caribbean and esteemed associations like the University of Miami, NASA, National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. This program aims to systematically address the critical issues surrounding the health and preservation of the world's oceans as they are today and in the future. Congratulations to Royal Caribbean. That's another good move. Royal Caribbean and MSC have shown more in their efforts to improve our cruising world than anybody else. And I'm highly, highly thankful for that. All right. The next story has to do with MSC and a significant step towards the company's commitment to achieving net zero emissions by 2050. MSC officially welcomed its latest flagship cruise ship, MSC Euribia, into its fleet with a groundbreaking ceremony. Yesterday, All Singing, All Dancing extravaganza opened with a serene ballet performance in front of a screen projecting images of the sea, followed by a troupe of robot-like dancers whose flashing neon costumes produced alternating patterns and arrangements as they move. A flavor of the ship's onboard entertainment came next in a burst of color as performance and vibrant costume sang various pop and funk songs with high energy dancing that included acro and aerial dance and some Latin dance. A handful of singers took to the stage to perform pop, a rock song, In the Air Tonight by Phil Collins, accompanied by a large orchestra, before star act Tony Hadley performed his best-loved songs From True to Through the Barricades and Gold. So, quite a to-do, and of course, the naming of the ship was done. And it was christened by Sophia Loren, who has long time been a supporter of MSC. The ship will sail on her maiden voyage tomorrow from Kiel, Germany. MSC Euribia has just completed a first of its kind sailing between the shipyard and Copenhagen, the first ever zero emission sailing of a cruise ship. So congratulations to MSC on the most energy efficient ship known to man at this point, the MSC Euribia, or MSC Cruises. Carnival Corporation, you know, we talked about this a couple months ago, but they're taking an even more serious stand against banned substances. Carnival has expanded the employment of canine units with a keen nose to curb consumption on board its ships, reinforcing a zero tolerance policy aboard the vessels. Carnival's drug detection dogs have become integral to the cruise line security detail. The canine unit, featuring an Italian dog sniffing dog, a drug sniffing dog named Cucciolo, sorry about that, is being deployed across Carnival's fleet and home ports and inspect passengers and their luggage. And folks, the first thing I said is, what, they got one dog? No, they got a lot more than one dog. The sniffing dogs are part of several initiatives Carnival has implemented over the past year to curb unruly behavior on its cruise ships. While users are much less likely to create a scene on board, the penalties for drug use are much more severe than most people would expect. No wonder then that Carnival is taking a tough stance. According to Carnival Cruise Line spokesman Matt Lupoli, the canines are part of our security team and are deployed to various locations, so guests may very well see them at terminals, destination ports, or on board, and their deployment could change at any time. While the use of marijuana is legal in some states, federal laws override state jurisdiction on cruise ships. It's worth noting that even when passengers use drugs for medicinal purposes, Cruise lines do not make exceptions. Carnival President Christine Duffy reiterated this in a public statement advising users to seek alternative therapies during their cruise. So guys, if you use any of the CBD products at home, on up to full pot, don't. You're going to get busted and you'll get banned and you'll get fined. Don't even try it. It's my advice. And it's one of the things I make sure, because I mean, I've made absolutely, you know, everyone knows that I use some of John's CDB products when I've had a bad day. I love the chocolate mints. I don't like gummies. But that has worked very well for me. It's perfectly legal here. It's perfectly legal what John does. It's not legal on cruise ships, so I cannot take any with me when I go on one of my cruises. So, all right. The Italian government, Italian authorities at least, took action against the ferry company Corrente and Triste, serving domestic routes from Italy's Sicily, seizing its vessels and assets due to allegations of public corruption. This marks the second time in 3 years that Corrente and Triste and its senior executive have faced its accusations. The charges stem from their successful bid in 2016 to secure government subsidies for maintaining ferry services in the Strait of Messina, which connects Sicily and Calabria, as well as its outlying islands. Italian media reports state that officers from the Guardia di Finanza, responsible for financial crime, conducted the raids on June the 6th. Three Ropax ferries, namely Ulisse, Elga, and Bridge, were impounded in order to remain docked during the investigation. The vessels are vital for transporting goods and residents to the outlying islands, with Elga operating between Palermo and Ustica, Bridge serving the Aeolian Islands, and Ulisse recently being used for transportation between Palermo and Ustica. In addition to the ships, the court also froze nearly 30 million euro held in the company's bank accounts. The judge in Palermo issued a decree stating these assets would be held during the preliminary investigation of public fraud. Furthermore, four senior executives of the company have been implicated in the investigation. Corrente and Triste won a tender in 2016 to provide various Sicily-based ferry services. While many of these services are not profitable during the winter months, they're essential for transporting goods and residents. As part of the tender, the company was required to ensure that its vessels were accessible for physically challenged individuals, including those with reduced mobility. That's nice to know. So, and it goes on with a lot of details about the company. Corrente and Triste currently holds a monopoly on the routes of the Strait of Messina from Sicily due to its government contact. So, I'm sure we're going to hear more on that one. That could be, end up being a major public corruption trial in Italy. All right, that's going to wrap up the news portion of today. Let's go see who's fussing at me over here in the chat room. By the way, folks, I did not announce that during the night last night, we got word that Norwegian has finally they have either already opened or is opening up the December 2nd cruise again. It is going to go at the same prices as was originally stated. And it will be open for at least a short period of time for further bookings. I'm going live at 6 o'clock tonight with Pete. There's a link already up on the community page on my YouTube channel, and it will be posted elsewhere. Okay, so that's good news, by the way. Joanne Fields says hello from Smoky, Pennsylvania. Mike's with us. Good morning, Mike. Gretchen's here. Melissa's here. Good morning from sunny Arizona. Krista Skeens is here. Good morning, Krista. I probably will see you tonight, too. Steve is here. Sonny's with us down in Mississippi. Yo, yo, Brooklyn in the house. Eddie. Hey, Eddie. Yeah, Gretchen says Regal. Yeah, Regal Princess. That's correct. Thank you, Gretchen. That was a sincere senior moment. I have those every now and then. Every day. But who's counting? And, of course, everybody's saying hello back and forth. There's Dennis. Hi, Dennis. Good. I hope Dennis got my question. A seven-night back-to-back? Oh, you mean it? No, we're doing the transatlantic. And then we get in on the 15th of April and sail on the 16th. Out of, excuse me, out of Barcelona, and then we're flying back to New York. So we're just doing a seven night on the back end of our TA. Just paid off the September Greenland cruise. Congratulations on that one, Joanne. Sonny says, what ship? Joanne, is that a westbound repositioning cruise? Joanne, I was able to visit Greenland on a Norwegian westbound repositioning cruise. It was fantastic, and the fare was very affordable. Emily's with us. The air quality is so much better today. Yeah, it is too, Emily. I did stay inside all day yesterday. I may go back out today. Newsflash, no one wears watches anymore. It's all about smartwatches now. Yeah, that's, I thought about that too, but yeah, what can I say? It started going down last night. Yes, so did ours. So pleased to hear that the U.S. is recovering. I've seen many pics from the New York skyline these past few days. Apocalyptic memes, too. Yeah, it's been pretty terrific. There's Kenneth with us. Kenneth, by the way, did you see that? This thing doesn't sail from Civitavecchia. It sails from Barcelona. So we got to get from Civitavecchia to Barcelona now. Tony Hadley was the lead singer on Spandau Ballet. Fantastic voice. I've seen him perform. Yeah. Good pronunciation, Chili. Thank you. Everybody speaking. Guardia di Finanza. I could have screwed that one up, didn't I? Handles financial crimes. Guardia. Oh, Guardia. Di Finanza. Finanza. Okay. Guardia di Finanza. Okay. Thank you, Dennis. Leaving 2 days. Yep, we're looking forward to Emily's travels. How exciting. Yes, it is. Can't wait to see your trip. Always wanted to go there. Excited, yes, but nervous. Ah, don't be nervous. Krista's going to be on the December 2nd cruise, y'all. Just thought I'd point that out. And by the way, those of you that are not solos, this one is strictly for solos, unlike my Alaska cruise, which is solo or double occupancy. Nikki's with us. Ah, Roger and she are meeting Katie for lunch before Katie heads up to Martha's Vineyard. Tourist is in English and turistico is Italian turistica. Turistica. Okay. Emily says, have a great lunch. Have a drink for me. If it's a round trip from Bayonne, Jewel of the Seas, Canada, and three stops in Greenland. Nice, Joanne. The 7-night back-to-back was about Fort Lauderdale, Cruz mentioned. Okay, I got you. 7-night and a 16-night. Yeah, we're doing a 16-night. 14. The TA is a 14-night. Oh, yeah. The Fort Lauderdale one are back-to-backs. Yes. Duh. Little slow here, Dennis. I'm looking up the breakaway cruise now. I got the invoice from Norwegian, and it's clearly, everything on it says Barcelona round trip, and Vacations to Go clearly says Civitavecchia to Barcelona. Both have the same date, so I'm still assuming that Norwegian is the correct one. Finanza. There's no at the end of Finanza. Finanza. Okay. I think I got that one. Yeah, you got it. I was late. What was the question? The best transportation from Civitavecchia to Barcelona. We get into Civitavecchia on the morning of the 15th of April, 2025, and we sail from Barcelona on the 16th. So that's probably in the afternoon. I didn't look at the times. Do I have the times? Let's see. It sails at 5 p.m. on April 16th. Oh, no. That's Vacations to Go. That's not Norwegians. That's the wrong one. It's the Norwegians on my bill. So I got to come back over here. I hate this doing this dead air stuff, folks. That's on April 15th cruise. Norwegian Epic. No, that's not correct. Where did it go, folks? I can't find it. Oh, I know where it is. I didn't file it yet. It's still over here in my inbox. How about this for good live programming, folks? There it is. Okay. From Norwegian, we get into back. We sail from Barcelona. Departs Barcelona at 5 p.m. on April the 16th and gets back in Barcelona on the 25th at 7 a.m. So I have to get Dennis from Civitavecchia. I always take the train from Rome to Civitavecchia. I recommend flying from Rome. Okay. when did you call Norwegian to see what's going on with that? Hot Air Tom did it, Kenneth. I found out during the night, and I, and my email from Norwegian, you know, the regular invoice that, that we get confirmation and all that stuff. You should have one of those somewhere in your files, Kenneth. See what that says. So, anyway, that was a screw up too. I haven't talked to Hot Air Tom since then because this all happened during the night last night. So, all right, guys, that's going to wrap me up for today. Don't forget tonight at 6 o'clock we'll have a big meeting about the December 2nd hosted solo cruise. It'll always should be fun. This one clearly will be good because we have good news unless anything disastrous happens during the day today. But anyway, it looks like certainly looks like good news, and we should be rolling here at least for the next little while. Who knows how long they'll keep this open, but it's going to be open now, so we can, all the people that had shown interest, let's get deposits in and get ready to, you know, to rock and roll so we can open it up to more people too. So anyway, that'll be tonight at 6 my time. Check the community page on my YouTube channel, and I'll be promoting it throughout the day today. So feel free to join us for that. All right, guys. Tomorrow all day for virtually 24 hours, I'm going to be off the grid. I have a personal matter to attend to. I'm going to a memorial service for a cousin, and we have quite a bit of a drive to go through to get there. So I'm going to be pretty much out of touch till tomorrow night sometime. I'll be back in the studio on Sunday if anything major happens. So anyway, don't look for me tomorrow, because I may not be able to answer anything. Plus, who knows what kind of signal I'm going to have, because I'm going to be up in the mountains, guys. All right, that's going to wrap it up for today. I hope each and every one of you has a fantastic weekend. And again, join me tonight at 6 o'clock. Nothing else, just to have a little fun, because, you know, I'm always going to do that. All right, guys, have a great weekend. I'll see everybody back here on Monday. As always, stay safe, stay healthy, think about cruising. Hopefully one day soon we'll all get together on the high seas. Later, y'all.
I regularly post videos on all facets of the travel and cruise industry, so if you like to keep up with the latest in cruise ships, ports of call, cruises themselves, chilly chats, and travel and cruise industry news, just hit the little subscribe button in the lower right-hand corner, hit the bell notification so you'll be notified when a new video is up or we go live. This video was produced by Chili's Cruises.
My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big ROAS man. Then he just kept saying things like, the bigger the ROAS, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means calculating a return on ad spend. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the ROAS man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/MPN to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/MPN. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.